ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नास्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवता सेवया भागवतीर्तमश्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्टिकी।
Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 15, Narada and Angira. Instruct King Chitraketu. This is text 26.
Tasmat swastena manasa vimrisha gatimatmanaha dvaite duvarta visrambha tajopasam bhava. Tasmadavastana manasa vimrisha gatimatmanaha dvaite druvartha visrambham tyajopasamam avisa. Tasmat, therefore, swastena, with a careful, manasa, mind, vimriya, considering, gatim, real, position, atmanaha, of yourself, dvaite, in the duality, dhruva, as permanent, artha, object, visrambhan, belief, dvaja, give up, upasaman, a peaceful condition, avisa, take to. Translation. Therefore, O King Chitraketu, carefully consider the position of the Atma. In other words, try to understand who you are. Whether body, mind, or soul, consider where you have come from, where you are going after giving up this body, and why you are under the control of material lamentation. Try to understand your real position of this in this way, and then you will be able to give up your unnecessary attachment. You will also be able to give up the belief that this material world or anything not directly in touch with service to Krishna is eternal. Thus you will obtain peace. Please repeat. Therefore, O King Chitraketu, carefully consider the position of the Atma. In other words, try to understand who you are, whether body, mind, or soul. Consider where you have come from,
where you are going after giving up this body, and why you are under control of material lamentation. Try to understand your real position in this way, and then you will be able to give up your unnecessary lamentation. You will also be able to give up the belief that this material world or anything not directly in touch with service to Krishna is eternal. Thus you will obtain peace. Purport by His Divine Grace, is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Krishna consciousness movement is factually endeavoring to bring human society to a sober condition. Because of a misdirected civilization, people are jumping in materialistic life like cats and dogs, performing all sorts of abominable sinful activities and becoming increasingly entangled. The Krishna consciousness movement, performing all sorts of abominable sinful actions and becoming increasingly entangled. The Krishna consciousness movement includes self-realization, because one is first directed by Lord Krishna to understand that one is not the body but the owner of the body. When one understands this simple fact, he can direct himself toward the goal of life. Because people are not educated in terms of the goal of life, they are working like madmen and becoming more and more attached to the material atmosphere. The misguided man accepts the material condition as everlasting. One must give up his faith in material things and give up attachment for them. Then one will be sober and peaceful. Om Gyanam Timirandasya Gyanandana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadhamayam Dadati Svaparantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tata Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Paritanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So here Angira Muni is instructing King Chitraketu. And he's saying that carefully consider the position of the Atma. Try to understand who you are, whether the body, the mind, or the soul. So we understand that this body constitutes of the 24 material elements. We have the earth, water, fire, and ether. So when earth come in contraction with the nose, you get smell. Water in contraction with tongue, we have taste. Fire in contraction with the eyes, we have form. Air in contact with skin, then we have touch. Ether in contraction with the ears, we get sound. So that's 15 elements, plus the 4 working senses, that's 20. And then you have the mind, intelligence, and physical. So all together, 24 material elements. But the soul is higher. Soul is spiritual. And the soul is in this material world is encaged in this material body. And the senses, of course, indriyani paraniyahur indriyebhyas param manaha manasastu para bhudi budhe para partas hisaha. Saha means the soul. Higher than the matter is of the senses. And higher than the senses is the mind. And intelligence is higher than the mind. And higher than the intelligence is his spirit, soul. He saha. Saha means here, means he, the soul is higher. But soul is encased in this material body. The soul is eternal, soul is spiritual. What becomes contaminated? It is consciousness. Because consciousness is a symptom of the soul. So the consciousness, it is a consciousness that becomes contaminated together with the mind and the intelligence. So we know we have 3 levels of consciousness in this material world: Jagriti, wakefulness. Now we are all awake. And then dreaming stage, Swapna. And then the 3rd stage is Susupti, deep sleep. So when one is awake, we don't have experience of dreaming state. But when we are dreaming, we don't have experience of wakefulness or deep sleep. So it means when we awake, dream is not real, or deep sleep is not real. We don't have any experience of deep sleep. Or when we are dreaming, and one is dreaming, then wakefulness, Jagriti, is not real. And Susupti also is not real. When one is in deep sleep, the other two, they are not real. Then what is real? What is reality? What is reality? Krishna consciousness. That's only reality. It's called Turiya. Yeah. That is reality is only Krishna consciousness. So dreaming, Angira Muni was also talking about dream in few verses before. Get out from this dream. When somebody is dreaming, we have night dream and day dream. One time one king, he was dreaming that he became a butterfly. And the butterfly was flying from flower to flower. And the next morning, the king asked his minister, "Can you tell me, please, the meaning of my dream? Why I was dreaming? Was it that a king that was dreaming that he has become a butterfly, or the butterfly was dreaming that he has become a king?" You know. And then the king said, the minister said, "Oh my dear king, you were dreaming that you became the butterfly. That was a dream. But you are thinking that you are the king, that's also another dream. This is daydreaming. He was dreaming at night, he became a butterfly. But when a king is thinking he is a king in this life, that's also another dream. That is daydreaming." So, this is why Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, "Jeev jago, jeev jago, Gora chandra bole, kota nidra jao maya, pesa tira kole." Jai Sri Sri Gaunitai, Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ki. He said, "Wake up, sleeping soul. How long are you going to sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? Maya's lap means a godi. Maya's lap is very, very comfortable, very nice, especially in this material world. Very, very comfortable. Comfort. People speak about comfort nowadays, which is not real happiness, just comfort. Comfort means, what is comfort? Comfort means diminution of pain. You're trying to diminish pain. But it's not real happiness. Real happiness is something different. People trying to get comfort. Of course here, Prabhupada is saying that people are working very hard like cats and dogs. Prabhupada is saying the purport. Why is Prabhupada using, many times Prabhupada is very strong in his preaching. Cats, dogs, camel, what else? Hogs, ass. Why cats and dogs? Cats, dogs, they are not in good terms, isn't it? They're always fighting. Plus cat is always stealing milk. Dogs is also barking. "This is my zone. Don't come here." Prabhupada used to say, you know, this visa business is like dogs barking. "This is my territory. Don't come." You know. And camel, why camel? Camel, they eat, like to eat cactus thorns. And when they eat the thorns, they actually pierce the tongue. And the tongue start bleeding. It is, the blood is mixed with the food. And then camel thinking, very nice, very tasty. But what is a camel doing? It's eating its own blood, sucking its own blood. And that's what is happiness in this world. It is true. It is like that. Somebody smoking, somebody drinking, is sucking his own blood. And then what they call it, happiness. And then donkey like to work very hard, isn't it? Work very hard to get what? Some carrots. You know. One time there were two donkey. One was simple donkey and one donkey belongs to the king. The simple one asked the other donkey, "Why are you working so hard for the king?" And the donkey said, "Oh, to get some grass, some carrots." And the other donkey said, "I'm also getting this without working hard. Why do you have to work so hard?" And the other donkey said, "No, I for future. I'm working hard for my future." And the other donkey, "What is that future?" He said, "You know, one time I heard my king, overheard him speaking. And he was talking to his daughter, the, what do you call? Princess. And the princess, the daughter was misbehaving, not behaving properly. And the king told his daughter, if you continue to behave like that, I'm going to marry you with my donkey. And I heard it." The donkey said, "I heard it, so I'm waiting for that opportunity. I'm waiting for that to get married. That's why I'm working very hard." So this is a hopeless case. That's why Prabhupada, you know, is saying cats, dogs, donkey. And of course, we don't preach like that. So here Angira Muni is saying, try to consider who you are. The body, the mind, or the soul. So because of this, consciousness is contaminated. The mind is also contaminated. And the mind here, we know from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explained, chanchalam hi manaha Krishna. Chanchalam hi manaha Krishna. Pramati balavadridam. Pramati is turbulent, always agitating. Balavad, very strong. Dridam, obstinate. His mind is very obstinate. And Arjuna admits, he said, that Krishna, oh Krishna, it's better for me to control wind than to control his mind. It's very, very difficult. Of course, we understand to control the wind is also very difficult, isn't it? Of course, Arjuna can do it. Once he did control the rain with his arrows. To control the wind is so difficult, what to speak of the mind. And of all the problem that we are facing in this world, the mind is a culprit behind everything, the mind. If somebody commits a crime, it is due to the mind. If somebody commits suicide, it's because of the mind is disturbed. Stressed, that's also due to the mind. Somebody become angry, it's also because of the mind. Krishna explained, mind is our greatest enemy, but it can also be our best friend. Avanti Brahmana, he said, Avanti Brahmana, you must know the story of Avanti Brahmana. He was a Brahmana. He was very wealthy. But then at the end of his life, he lost everything. He lost wealth, he lost his family, he lost his wife and son. And as a result, because he lost everything, and at the end, he got so much realization that he renounced everything. He became a sannyasi. Avanti Brahmana. He became a sannyasi. He took the sannyas life. And then he would go begging from door to door. And at one point, when he was rich, he was kind of kripana also. Kripana, you know? Kripana? Miser. And he would not pay people. So now he has become a sannyasi. The village people, they knew him from before. Now they want to take revenge. They're trying to tease him, to beat him, or to throw stones and stools and urine on him. Took his danda and beat him. But then in his prayers, he said, Avanti Brahmana said that these people now, they are teasing, beating me. They are not the cause of my suffering. I'm suffering, yes. But they are not the cause of my suffering. Who is the cause of my suffering? He said, not even karma, not even the grahas, planets, not even time. Sometimes when we're suffering, we try to blame somebody. He said, they are not the cause of my suffering. He said, my mind. My mind is the cause of my suffering. And he gave one example also. You know, sometime when we eat nice food, during eating, we also happen to bite the tongue, isn't it? It happens. May have happened to you also. You know, you bite the tongue and it's very painful, isn't it? So when one, while eating, bite his own tongue, who is to be blamed? Who is to be blamed? Yourself, yes. So that's why Avanti Brahmana is saying, he said that my mind is the cause of my suffering. That's why the mind is a very, very important element. Jad Bharat also, he also mentioned the same thing. We are in this material world, we have taken birth in this world due to the mind. No? That's why we are in this world. So the mind, of course, now Krishna consciousness movement, we have the best medicine for the mind. What is medicine? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then one can get out from the duality. Prabhupada also speak about duality. Angira Muni speak about duality of this world. Harsha Shok, that's also duality. Harsha and Shok. This world is a world of duality. Everything is duality, everything is harsha shok in this world. The same object that gives you happiness, that same object will also give you distress. Same object, same thing. Cause of happiness and distress. Somebody, a new couple, get married, and the next desire to have a child, isn't it? So the child becomes the cause of happiness. And then later on, and the child becomes independent, want to leave the family, the same child becomes the cause of distress. Or a girl falls in love with a boy. Okay? I love you. Then after 6 months, there is separation. Then what comes? I hate you. So it's two sides of the same coin. You know, the duality means two sides of the same coins. In this world, love means hate. Happiness means distress. Birth means death. And Krishna explained, one who is born will have to die. Means birth means death. That's the duality. You don't see it. The question may come, are we living or are we dying? That's the question. Are we living or are we dying? Dying. We're living to die. We're living to die. I would say both are happening at the same time. We are living, also we are dying. One who is 30 years is gone, finished. He's been living for 30 years, but that's also gone. So we're living at the same time we are dying. So one who is enjoying is also at the same time suffering. That's the duality of this world. You're enjoying, enjoyment means suffering. Like the camel is enjoying. The camel is eating thorns. And what is he doing? He's enjoying, he's thinking he's enjoying, but at the same time is suffering. He's sucking its own blood. And this is why Angira Muni gave the name of his son to Chitraketu. What was his name? Harsha Shoka. Happiness and jubilation and distress. Harsha Shoka. So, this is the world of duality. So, Krishna said one has to rise above Harsha Shoka. You know? So, we don't want happiness. If we don't want happiness, what do we want? Of course, devotees are looking for joy, means bliss. Krishna consciousness is blissful. So, Angira Muni is actually instructing Chitraketu here, enlightening Chitraketu Maharaj, and telling him that you must inquire who you are, either the body, the mind, or the soul. So, Sanatana Goswami also inquired, Ke Ami? Ke Ami? Who I am? Kene Amaya? Ke Ami? Ke Ami Kene Amai? Jare Tapatra? Ke Ami Kene Amai? Jareta patra iha nahi jani ke mane hitahai. Who I am, ke ami, and why jareta patrai? Tapa mean here means suffering, fever like suffering. Try the threefold miseries. Jare tapatrai means why I'm suffering these threefold miseries. Adhyatmika, klesh, adibhautikan, adidevik. Tapatrai. Ke ami? Who am I? Iha nehi jani. If I don't know this, iha nehi jani. Not knowing this, hita, high. Hita means namo brahmana devaya go brahmana hita, hitaya cha, jagat hitaya. Hita means what is benefit. If I don't know who I am, then what is the benefit? Why I'm suffering? Of course, Sanatana Goswami, he knows. But still, he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked him, Ke Ami? In a very, very humble way, Dante Trina, by holding this grass in between the teeth. Paying obeisances, asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ke Ami? Kene Amai? Who I am? If I don't know this, then what is the benefit? Of course, then Sri Mahaprabhu said, Jivera Sarupahoy Krishnera Nityadas Krishnera Tatasta Shakti Beda Beda Prakas Jivera Sarupahoy. Jivera Sarupahoy is the Sarup, the form, the Sarup, constitutional position of the soul of Jivera Sarupahoy is Krishnera Nitya Das, eternal servant. Tatashta Shakti, Krishnera Tatashta Shakti. The Jiva is Tatashta, marginal potency. Beda Beda Prakast, manifestation. Beda Beda means one and different. Is one with the Lord, also different from the Lord. Beda Beda Prakash. So that is inquiry, who I am. Arjuna also asked in Bhagavad Gita, Karpanata sa pahata subhavaha prachamitam dharma samudha chetaha yakshreyashani chitam bruhitan me sishasteham sarimam tam prapanam. Karpanya dosu pahata sabhavaha. Karpanyam, I am confused about my duty. Jutu, karpanya dos means weakness, miserly weakness. Karpanya dos means jutu miserly weakness. I'm confused about my duty. Karpa prachamitvam, I'm asking you. Chetaha, samudha chetaha, I'm confused, I'm bewildered. I'm asking you, Krishna, please tell me what is best for me. Now I am soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. Karpanya. Karpanya also comes from the word, again, kripan. Prabhupada many times used the word kripan also in Bhagavad Gita. Kripan. Kripan means what? Miser. What is a miser? Who is a miser? Yes, in that purport. But who is a miser? Somebody, we say kanjus, na? Kanjus, no juice. Oh, cum juice, juiceless. Who has no juice. Means somebody who's got wealth and doesn't want to spend. You know? So people, they have this greatest wealth, this body, this human birth is meant to cross this material world. This is meant to cross this world. Manushya janma paya radha krishna nam bhajya. This body is meant to cross the world, it's meant to be used, make the best use of bad bargain, Prabhupada said. So, it's meant to be used to cross this ocean of material existence, but people, they don't want to spend it, they don't want to use it. They don't want to serve the Lord with this body. That's why Krishna is saying, karpana doso, kripan. I am confused about my duty. Please instruct me. After saying that, instruct me, Arjuna was supposed to stop. I am a soul surrendered unto you, please. Instruct me. Sishyasteham sarimam tam prapanam. But then he continued to speak. One more verse. Because he was bewildered. That's the result of somebody who becomes bewildered. Nahi papasyami mama panudyat yachokamuchosanam. He said that even if I win a kingdom, unrivaled kingdom, like the demigods in heaven, still I will not be able to drive away my grief. Arjuna is saying in Bhagavad Gita. Even if I win a kingdom, unrivaled kingdom, not just a kingdom, unrivaled kingdom, like the demigods in heaven, still I will not be able to drive away my grief. I will not be able to solve my problem. So this verse is a challenge or is a slap to Karmakan. Here, Chitraketu, he wants to have a son. He was thinking he will be able to drive away his grief. He will become happy. But Arjuna is saying, even if I win a kingdom, a heavenly planet, because many people, they want to go to heaven, isn't it? They're working very hard to go to heaven. That's what the ultimate achievement for the people in general, to go to heaven. But Arjuna is saying, even if I win an enviable kingdom, I will not be able to drive away my grief, and what to speak of having a son. O material desires. So that's why the problems in this world, Prabhupada explained, it behooves one to approach a spiritual master. Sometimes pain is required, you know, pain. When you get injection, it's painful. But then what happened? It cured. You know, pain is helpful, isn't it? If you don't have tooth pain, how would you know that the tooth is decaying? So the pain or headache, if you don't get the ache, the headache, how would you know that something is wrong? So this pain helps you, us, to understand something is wrong. If by mistake, my finger goes into fire. I'm not looking at it, but my finger is touching fire. It's burning, it's painful. So this pain, this burns, help me to remove my hand. Otherwise, the fire would continue to consume my finger. So this pain is helpful. It's an indication that something is wrong. So here, Chitraketu is very painful. He lost his son. But Prabhupada said it behooves one to approach a spiritual master and to inquire about the absolute truth. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also mentioned, Prabhuka he Vaishnav Seva Nama Sankirtan Duikara Sigraha Pabe Shri Krishna Charan. Prabhuka he Vaishnav Seva. Prabhukaha means, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that two things we have to do, Vaishnava Seva and Nama Sankirtan. Prabhukaha Vaishnava Seva, Nama Sankirtan, Dui Kara, these two, Kara. Dui Kara, Shigra. Shigra means very quickly. Shigra Pabe, to achieve Shri Krishna Charana. If one want to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord very quickly, then one needs to serve Vaishnavas and chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So Chitraketu is very, very fortunate. Now he is having the blessings of two great personalities, Angira Muni as well as Narad Muni. So fortunate. So his house is blessed and his kingdom is also having the dust of the lotus feet of true great personalities, Angira Muni and Narad Muni. Hare Krishna. Just one more thing I would like to say. Is one time Narad Muni, it's a very beautiful story. Narad Muni was going somewhere and he saw Hanuman singing. I know the story in that way. Sometimes story gets distorted, but he was singing. Hanuman was small, and then when Hanuman would sing, even stone would melt. So Hanuman, Narad Muni has put his veena on that stone, and the stone was melting. And when Hanuman stopped singing, the stone become stone again, solid. At one point, Narad Muni's veena got stuck. And Narad Muni was trying to pull it out, but he could not. Then he said, "Now, hey, Hanuman, continue singing." Hanuman said, "Hey, bye-bye, I'm going now." Hanuman fish home. And Narad Muni chased him. Narad Muni came to his house and complained to father, "Pawandev, hey, look at your son. Talk to your son. He was singing. Stone was melting. I placed my veena on a stone. My veena got stuck. And I told him to continue singing. He just came home. talk to him. And Pawandev said, Hanuman, why did you behave like that? Don't you know this is a great, great Mahapurush, Mahajan, Narad Muni? This is great offense. And Hanuman said, Pitaji, you don't know. I did that purposely. Just see, now our house is blessed. We having the darshan Narad Muni at home. Haribo! We have that dust of the lotus feet of Narad Muni. We are blessed. I think maybe if Hanuman would be asking for the dust, Narad Muni would not give. But by trick, he got the dust from the feet of Narad Muni. So this is the blessing of Narad Muni. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Sri Prabhupada ki, Sri Bhagavatam ki. So anybody have any comments or any question? Yeah.
Nobody will believe that the vehicle is the cause of suffering. We believe that who is driving the vehicle is the cause of suffering. As Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Yantra Arurali Maya, this body is the machine. As well, the mind is also the dead matter in machine. So how can we understand this machine is the cause of suffering?
Yeah, very good point. So, of course, it is said that the mind is the, what is the mind? What is the function of the mind? Thinking, willing and feeling. That's the function of the mind. But it's explained that higher than the mind is the intelligence, isn't it? One is supposed to control the mind with the help of intelligence. But in Kali Yuga, the mind overtakes the intelligence. The mind overtakes the intelligence. Why? If somebody is very strong, you know, bodybuilder or wrestler is very strong, he can fight anybody. But if he's sleeping, a small boy can come and defeat. So, if the mind, intelligence sleeping, and then the mind overtakes the intelligence. Of course, this suffering of this material body, it is not the soul who is suffering. I said already. Because the consciousness is contaminated, you know, when the consciousness is contaminated and also contaminated the mind and the intelligence. So I hope answer your question. How the mind overtakes? Because mind, when the intelligence is sleeping, we have a sleeping intelligence.
When mind is dead matter, how can it overtake intelligence?
Dead matter? It's an element. Mind is a subtle element. Mind is a subtle element. Like the example they given in Padma Puran, this body is like a chariot, isn't it? The mind is the rein, the intelligence is the driver, and the body is a chariot, and the horses are like the senses. So with the help of the chariot, the charioteer is holding the rein, the ropes. So, and the passenger is a soul. So the mind, the intelligence is superior to the mind. Again, they are subtle bodies. Mind, intelligence, and false god, they are subtle bodies. And when somebody dies, the subtle bodies go to the next body. The mind carries a soul to the next body. Yeah.
So, how can we understand that this dead matter, which is like a machine, can be cause of the sufferings? As how can we say this table, which is dead matter, this is the cause of my sufferings? Nobody will believe. I want to clarify this question actually. How can we say this table is cause of my misses?
Yeah.
This is dead matter. As well as the mind, intelligence, and false ego is like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they also, one thing you have to understand, they are the separate energy of these eight elements, they are separate energy of Krishna. They are also energy of Krishna. So, because they have contact also with Krishna, they are Krishna's energies. So they are also acting. Yes. Krishna said, they are my eight separate energies. And they are subtle, but we have two bodies. One is a subtle body, and one is the cross body. So, they are there. They don't destroy with the body. The body become destroyed. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, they get destroyed. But the subtle body moves to the next body. With the help of the mind, they take the soul to the next body. And Prabhupada also said that the suffering, if Krishna is a cause, if because of dead matter, like you're saying, we are suffering, and Krishna is a controller of everything, so we're not responsible for our suffering. That's not true. It's like the government, in a country, government is also creating prison house. So many people are going to jail. It's not the fault of the government, isn't it? The Lord is not responsible for our action, is not responsible for our reaction as well. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments? We'll stop here. Sri Prabhupada ke, Srimad Bhagavatam ke, Itai Gaur Pemanande.